One cold winter night, in a fit of sexual excitement, he tried to catch a stray animal not far from his military tent. When the animal ran away, Peter threw the burning matchstick toward it. The animal ran away, but the dry crop standing nearby caught fire. The fire spread to the military tents. After the investigation, Kuerten was tried in a military court and sentenced to 8 years. One day, fed up with persecution, Melnikova and Kozikova decided to run away. One day, seeing Alexander Kamin alone, Melnikova locked him in a room and cut the electric fuse. But they did not manage to escape. Alexander Kamin broke through the door and came out and caught them. After beating them badly, he told them that he would either cut their mouths to their ears or put the seal of a slave on their faces. Both opted for the latter, and Alexander Kamin did the same. Denihy's violent outbursts were slowly getting worse, and now, in a state of intoxication, she even began to attack her husband, John. John continued to tolerate the injury, but when Denihy started placing a dagger in her boot, he became more and more afraid that Denihy might kill him or the children. One day in the year 2009, he quietly left the house and took the children along with him. On August 15, 2001, Yang Zhenhai broke into Qiu Yongxian's house in Cheliu village, Lining City, with a hammer in his hand. He brutally killed 43-year-old Qiu Yongxian, his wife, his 12-year-old daughter, and his 9-year-old son. He raped the bodies of both the women and stole 100 yuan from their home and fled. In September 2001, Yang Zhenhai broke into a villager's house in Kanglu Township, Zhaoku City, Henan Province. There, he killed 4 people and stole 100 yuan. In December 2001, Yang broke into a house in Zhenhaiping Dingshan, killing a 59-year-old man and 2 women, and robbing the home of valuables. A woman named Martha Cunningham also became a victim of Samuel. Cunningham's body was discovered by some hunters in a forest on the afternoon of January 18, 1975. She had bruises on her body and was bare from the waist down. Her purse and some jewelry were also missing. Her body seemed to have been dragged to that point and thrown under a pine tree. Despite this evidence, the investigating officer at that time termed it a natural death, just a few days after the body was found. The medical examiner had also declared the cause of death as unknown in his report. Nielsen's first murder occurred in December 1978. He mostly targeted homeless youth, drifters, sex workers, and gay men. He usually met strangers in bars and on public transport, who would be taken to his home with offers of alcohol or a place to stay. Similarly, at the end of 1978, he met 14-year-old Stephen Dean Holmes. The two went home together, but Holmes never returned. Nielsen raped and killed Holmes because he feared that Holmes would complain to the police. Shortly after, he attempted to kill a student named Andrew Ho, but Ho escaped and fled. On January 7, 1973, Camper picked up 18-year-old Cynthia from the Cabrillo College campus and drove her into the woods, where she was shot with a .22 caliber pistol. He put his body in the car and drove home, where he hid his body in a cell in his room for the whole night. The next morning, when his friend left for work, he had sex with her and kept the body's head beheaded for several days, molesting her.